How did you feel also sitting there in court? Because they talked about porno magazines, they talked about booze. Did you see a different side of your son that maybe you hadn't before?
Well, the porno magazines, a lot of them were sent to him, and I'm sure he looked at them. And the booze that he said they gave to children, and the porno magazine that he was sharing with children, all those were lies. I knew my son as a young man and a child, but when they grow older, they change. So I guess he was no different than any other man that was out there in the world. But one thing he's not, and that's a child molester. He is not a child. He's not a pedophile.
Was there ever a moment where you thought your son, Michael Jackson, was a child molester?
Not one minute did I think he was a child molester. And you know what? A child molester has a pattern. My son don't even fit that description. A child molester don't strike every 10 or 11 years or 13 years like they're trying to say my son did. And these were, back then, it was a lie, and it's a lie now.
You believe in your son 110%?
I sure do.
Do you think your son, Michael Jackson, has shaken these allegations of child molestation once and for all?
He's been proven not to be a child molester, and they know he's not. But some people just want to believe what they want to believe. They believe what they believe. I can't stop that. But I wish they would stop and think about it, that he's not a child molester. He's not a pedophile. And he doesn't give liquor to children. These kids were bad kids.
If you could see the boy and the mother, what would you say to them?
You know what? I can't even answer that right now. It all depends on what mood I'm in when I see them. And I feel sorry for them, too. And from what I hear about their past, I feel sorry for their future if they don't change their way.
And joining me now is the man who convinced that jury to bring in a solid acquittal, probably the most sought-after attorney in the country right now, Michael Jackson's lead attorney, Tom Mezzer. How do you like that? Good to see you.
Very
How do you
nice
like
introduction.
That introduction? That's a lot of weight on your shoulders.
It sure is. It sure is.
What was your reaction? I thought it was amazing. Katherine Jackson talked about that moment. First, driving to the courthouse, 7 days, you had to be saying, oh, my gosh, I don't know which way this jury's going to go. I mean, you know, you've covered a lot of cases.
Well, you never know what the jury's doing because you don't know those individuals. You don't know them as individual people, and you don't know how they're interacting. So you're always nervous, and I was certainly nervous. I was always confident. I never imagined 12 people saying he was guilty of any of these charges. But again, you're always nervous because you don't know these people.